2, 3, and... קדוש, קדוש, אחד ישראל, ברוך שמו אדוני.
Well, thank you for joining. You're watching Answers for Our Time, and I'm Jessica Nock. We're broadcasting from the United Kingdom, and as always, it's wonderful to be with you today. I know that we have other people joining in for this program who are following and studying along with our guest, Mark Steele, and so I want to welcome you here today to this platform. So you know, Answers for Our Time comes under the ministry and the broadcasting platform of Eating Well Honey and Locusts. That's bringing a biblical perspective and intel together. And we work as a sister ministry and very closely with Dr. Stephen Pidgeon of the Sepher Publishing Group. And I will be introducing him shortly as well. And so we're really happy to be here with you on this platform today, because one thing about all the different groups that we reach out to, our viewers, our community, is that they stand for truth. They stand against the delusion. They stand against corruption and the narrative. And it's great to come together at times like this, one, to educate and to sharpen each other, to learn from each other and be community. And for that, again, I want to welcome you. So look, let's introduce our first guest, because we've got such a big program. I want to utilize this hour and a half because I know this discussion is going to come in very deeply and be very meaningful as well. So first of all, we have, as you know, Mark Steele from Save Us Now. And, you know, I asked him to give me a bio about himself, and he sent me this big, long report. And actually, the one extract that I want to focus on does more justice than what I could actually say. So this extract is from his own report. It's very concise. It's about the report of the fifth generation 5G directed energy radiation emissions in context of nanometal contaminated vaccines, which include COVID-19 with the graphite, ferrous oxide and tennis. And at the very bottom of this long detailed report that maybe he'll go into, he says this statement of truth, and this is very important, and it's a great introduction to him also and what he advocates. For the avoidance of any doubt, the definition of a weapon is a device, tool, or action that has been fashioned to cause physical or physiological harm in breach of the primary legislation. The compartmentalization of weapon systems development has played a crucial role in not alerting those within the regulatory authorities and telecommunications industry to the real purpose and intentions of those ultimately driving and funding the deployment of 5G and biological chemical weapons masquerading as the COVID-19 vaccinations for a planned, controlled and condemned kill grid. The world is blindly following the plans of the technocratic elite and the military-industrial pharma complex to terminate large numbers within populations across the world with no regard to the primary legislation. God-given rights and the laws enshrined for the protection of men and women have been disregarded by those cult-like forces in this depopulation, sterilization, and mass murder agenda. 5G is a weapon system, a crime against humanity, so monstrous that even an educated person would find it unbelievable on first inspection of the facts. The prime facts evidence of this globalist agenda, depopulation agenda, is unequivocal and should be tested in the courts so that the conspirators involved in this murderous plan can be brought to justice. This is the greatest crime ever to be perpetuated on mankind and all of God's creation. And I simply think that is a wonderful and concise explanation of how you advocate, Mark, and everything that you do here. and what you've been standing for the last couple of years. So I want to thank you for coming on to Answers for Our Time and joining Dr. Stephen Pidgeon and I. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
That's a pleasure. It's wonderful to have. We're looking forward to delve into this conversation with you. Let me bring Dr. Stephen Pidgeon on, introduce him to those who may not know him, and then we will go full into the discussion today. Welcome, Stephen. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Mark. That's a great introduction, Jesse. And I'll tell you, Mark's statement is blunt and accurate.
Yeah.
It's blunt and accurate. And I could tell you that just recently there was a remarks made by the new Italian prime minister that echoed his remarks exactly. I mean, she also did not hold back anything. She said they want us to be an enslaved number. And this is part of why they're opposed to, you know, they're engaged in non-identity politics. To remove your identity, to remove your identity as a citizen of your nation, to remove your identity as a family member, to remove your family name, to remove your sexual identity and your, you know, your gender identity. They want to remove all of this to convert you into a number that can be controlled with a switch. Now, all of this comes from people who've spent too long behind a computer, in my opinion. They spend too long behind a computer and they think everything is the virtual world, that all they have to do is hit enter and everybody's going to respond. Mm. And they have no concept of reality. Now, Mark and I talked a little bit before when we were in Scotland together. We talked a little bit about the 5G build out. And of course, you know, the some of the aspects of it. We're going to kind of get into that here a little bit today, Jesse. But, you know, one of the things that happened early on, and then I'm going to turn this over to Mark a little bit and let him explain some of this. But one of the things that happened early on was that when the pandemic first came out, there were a number of well-schooled scientists who said, look, there is no virus. Number one, there's no such thing as a virus. Number two, there is no virus. And what you're seeing that's masquerading as a virus is actually an exosome. And the exosome is created by the ionization of the bloodstream as a result of the deployment of 5G. Now, we know that we saw the deployment of the Huawei equipment in China in November of 2019. And in November of 2019, you began to see people drop dead right on the street, just boom, 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 because guess what? Huawei never tested any of the efficacy in terms of what they were building out as to how human beings would deal with it. Now, I'm an ex-wireless guy myself, and I can tell you that when you talk about wireless protocol, you know, just to give you a little quick background on this, back in the days when cell phones were first introduced, you had cell phones and, you know, we came out of pagers into cell phones. And these were coming into a point where you had the bandwidth was what was called a narrow band. It was, you know, around 850 megahertz and it went up to 1.2 kilohertz. And then, of course, it began to expand. But every time that you would increase the bandwidth, you had to have more and more amplitude to the signal. And the signal had to be more line of sight directed. In other words, at 850 megahertz, the wave would go over mountains, would go around buildings, would do all of these kinds of things. But when you get into narrow band, once you got into narrow band, this is 3G technology we're talking about, not 5G, 3G. When you got into 3G technology, we had to have line of sight. And so as a result of developing line of sight, you're talking about increased wavelength and many more stations. So the larger question became, okay, well, what do we do when we want to go to a maximum bandwidth? We're going to have, these are very short signals. They're very high powered and they're very short signals. And as a consequence, we need to have antennas in as many places as possible. I remember back in the days we were in tower acquisition back in the 90s, trying to get towers for cell phones. But then AT&T Wireless Group tried to introduce a platform called Angel, which was going to be a platform that essentially put a box up on everyone's house that would have an antenna, and your house would operate as the antenna for all these different short-range frequencies. Now, you personally are the antenna. This is the whole point of this nanotechnology inside the jab, is that you put the nanotechnology in, and they know now the research is showing this, the nanoparticles come together and they self-actualize inside the body to form an antenna, to form a chip to form a form of machine inside your body. And because it's this graphene oxide, it has the capability of picking up the signal directly from the 5G, 6G system. And so as a consequence, you become the antenna. It's not just an antenna on your house. It's you. You're the antenna. And so people don't recognize this. And there's so little disregard for human life at this point. There's, you know, you have two aspects to this. One is you have the Chinese who have no regard for human life whatsoever. We got 1.5 billion. We don't care if we lose 500 million, right? They don't care. They have no consideration for human life. And then you have a psychopath like Bill Gates, who wants to, you know, significantly reduce the population by any means possible. And so both of these came together, these psychotic behaviors came together to create what Mark has correctly identified as the single greatest crime in human history. I'm in total agreement with him that there is absolutely no question. This exceeds the Holocaust perpetrated by Adolf Hitler. This exceeds the Holodomor perpetrated by Joseph Stalin. This exceeds the communist death marches of Stalin and Mao Zedong. This is by far the single largest genocide ever perpetrated on Earth by anyone. And I can tell you, as a guy who just got kicked off YouTube for the next 2 weeks, that YouTube is aiding and abetting the greatest genocide in history. That's what's going on. And Facebook's doing the same thing. They're aiding and abetting a genocide. Mark, what do you think?
Absolutely. I totally agree. I'd add something to that. This control mechanism, you know, AI, the whole control, see, as a biological structure, or let's say the illusion of the biological structure, we're connected to the creator, right? It's all part of the DNA, the antenna. We speak the source. These demonic forces, what they're trying to do is create a man-made connection and take away that source. The whole point of CRISPR to take down your DNA, the injection of these nanoparticulates, which, as you rightly said, Stephen, develop into an antenna system. However, they'll die. If there are people in this organization who have an intention to run these AI, you know, zombie type humanoid entities, what I'm going to say, that won't work, because the creator's creation is so sophisticated and far more wondrous than what these man-made devices would ever be able to match. And consequently, the power densities are significantly higher. If you introduce a body to this type of toxicity, it'll die. So there's a narrative there about control, which I do get. I see it, you know, the social control where you're chipped, where you walk along. This is where we see a lot of pets now where they've been chipped. They died very, very younger ages. And it's because of these radio frequency identity chips, are dormant chips that have been injected into pets. And because of the reflection from the radiation, you've basically got an antenna internally inside the body. So it creates a hot spot for radiation, which then causes oxidative stress that then causes cancers and death. And basically, an immune system suppressor. So it leaves you open to all these different problems. And where we see people where they've had these injections, unfortunately, what happens, we're seeing them dying. We've got massive increases in sickness. I mean, in the United Kingdom in the last 12 months, we've had a 41% increase in people claiming full-term sickness benefit. Now, the sickness benefit, it's extreme. You basically got to be dead. So people who develop cancer, Parkinson's disease, people who actually physically can't function, you can't get sickness benefit in the UK now unless you're actually, you basically can't function. You know, I mean, our people in wheelchairs who basically can't walk, they still have to go to work. You know, so well, this isn't about disability. This is about people who physically cannot function in the workplace, whether it's Parkinson's, whether it's, you know, some other neurological disorder, after taking this shot, because the shot, it increases the radiation impact. Where we have some resilience to that, where we get an upgrade where we can actually, I mean, there was a report done in, I think, about 2014. It was the reflex study. And what it showed was that small shots of this type of non-ionizing radiation caused major detriment to the cell. However, the longer term exposure, which is totally counter science, that showed that the cell protected itself. So the longer radiation emission was actually less detrimental than what short bursts were. So that's totally counter science. You would expect a totally different result. And the reason for that is because we speak to soul, we speak to God, and God protects. Yes. That DNA is your antenna, and what it does, it actually protects you. It actually gives you this upgrade from what these demonic forces, where they're trying to destroy you. And this, you know, this is all in scripture. You know, it states in the Bible that none of these weapons will actually be able to be used against you and will be successful. And then we'll get Hosea, where it states that lack of knowledge will see you destroyed. And unfortunately, that's exactly what we're seeing. The people who had lack of knowledge, they have put themselves in this position where, unfortunately, they will most certainly not survive unless redemption. This, to me, is all about redemption. It's about people to realize the power of the Creator, to redeem themselves from whatever they've done. You know, and nobody's closing any doors yet. I get people where they've been shot two or three times with this biochemical weapon. It's developing a BSL-4 weapons lab. It's not a vaccine. It is what you say it is, Stephen. It's a biological weapon, and it's interconnected with 5G, basically to kill.
Yes.
Control in some instances, but mainly to depopulate. They have a plan to kill 6 billion across the planet. I think there was the head of the Russian Orthodox Church had just come out and did a video saying that the satanic cult want to cull somewhere in the region of 6 billion across the planet. So to me, he's absolutely correct. That's exactly what they are trying to do. They're trying to depopulate so they can control a smaller number. Yes. It's extremely difficult for them to control, you know, the number of us that are actually on this planet today. And unfortunately, they have succeeded. But where they won't succeed, if people start to understand the word, pray, redeem themselves from this absolutely demonic force that's being brought against us.
Thank you, Mark. We've got a couple of questions actually here from viewers. The first one is on the screen. What are the antennas on the top of the lampposts for? If you could explain that. You've partially done that, but just go into that deeper, because we're seeing them come around all over the place, villages and towns.
The antennas on top of the streetlights are basically the biometric sensor. So it's a mesh network. It's urban radar. Depending on the specifics of the antenna design, they can be as an offset signal and it's caused a sort of phased array radar signal. If I offset them and then I can actually target, acquire the vaccinated, and I can eliminate them, because obviously this is a biometric network, I can understand the biometrics, I can understand their heart rate, I can either send a cancellation wave or give them an atonic seizure. That's what we saw in Wuhan when the Chinese were testing this equipment. We saw people walking along the street and they were basically just switching them off. It's like hitting them with a high velocity rifle, with a high velocity bullet. Yeah. I mean, you just drop them in the street. You can see the way some of these people go down. I mean, if that was a heart attack or somebody having a fit, you normally have a chance to sort of, you know, get yourself in a position where you hit the floor, where you don't just basically, you know, it's like somebody switching you off. When you suffer an atonic seizure, that switches you off. Your whole system shuts down, then you will hit the floor. I've just seen a video the day of a young child in a McDonald's in China, standing waiting for a burger, and the next minute he just goes straight over, clashes his head on the floor. I mean, he totally loses control, and that's what we saw in Wuhan. Wuhan was actually the test bed for 5G. Yes. Vaccinated the Chinese in the earlier part of the year in that part of the country with the test weapon that came out the BSL-4 weapons lab in Wuhan. That was just a test bed. And then they then proceeded with terrifying the populations across the West to go and participate in exactly the same weapon, the biochemical weapon program, the COVID-19 vaccine.
Hmm.
That wasn't a virus, as Stephen says, there wasn't a virus. What was saw was electromagnetic radiation pollution, which affected older people in particular, due to the fact that they've been contaminating the flu vaccines over a number of years. And the main constituent ingredient in that was tungsten. So tungsten nanoparticles in the flu vaccines, which obviously increases the toxicity of the radiation impact. And that's why we saw lots of people in Northern Italy who died. They were all flu vaccinated. This was before the COVID-19 vaccine came out. But obviously I understood the technology and the interconnection because of the tracking of what we call wet war on the battlefield. Biological structures are not easily seen with radar. Mm. If I inject them with nanoparticulates and these self-replicating antennas in particular, the graphite ferrous oxide antennas, then it allows me to track you on the battlefield. And the purpose for that, you know, we're all here, the military, never leave anybody behind, yeah? The reason why they say that, they tell this to the troops on the ground, they don't want anybody left on the battle space. And the reason why you don't want even anybody on the battle space, because he has, that individual has intel on what you have, you know, in your stores, whatever. So the fact is, you don't ever want to leave anybody behind. In a battle space, that doesn't happen. It's not a film. People panic, people run, and people are left on the battle space. You do not want your enemy to be able to recover that individual. There was a project run by the DOD to inject these individuals going into battle space with an antenna so they could be tracked. And if they could not be recovered on the battle space, you could actually kill them where they lay. And you can notice, because you can see that biometrics, you know if they're still alive. And you can basically just eliminate them using this atonic seizure weapon system. So that was all developed by the DOD. These vaccines, these COVID-19 vaccines, are developed by the military. They're not, they weren't developed in, and I think when there was the whistleblower at Fort Detrick, blew the whistle on these developments, and then the Fauci, etc., they took it and funded it in the BSL-4 weapons lab in Wuhan. Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, that was part of the funding, and that's part of the placement. However, as Scott Bennett has shown many times, MetaBiota, a bio lab in Ukraine, which was funded by the Hunter Biden coalition, and you know, Hunter Biden and John Kerry's son and Chuck Schumer's son and Nancy Pelosi's son, they also, there were 46 labs in Ukraine that were engaged in this kind of propagation. And of course, the whistleblower at Fort Detrick blew the whistle on what was the creation of a bioweapon, illegal, a gain of function in the United States, which is prohibited by federal law. You can't do it. And so they began shopping it out of the country. And it was shopped into Ukraine and then shopped into Wuhan. And the Russians have hard information on this. They have they were able to seize the data at a 46 biolabs in Ukraine. And they presented it to the United Nations. So it's not like it's strange information. This is why Patriarch Kirill could come out and make the statement that he did. He knows for certain. They have the evidence. They have the evidence. They know for certain that what has taken place has been a genocide based on a bioweapon. But it's not just a bioweapon. It's a technological weapon. It's a bandwidth weapon. And of course, ultimately, I mean, you know, you can kind of see the reasoning. I mean, first of all, they don't have any sense of righteousness about them whatsoever. It is, you know, this is what we're going to do. We don't care who dies. We want to control. And, you know, some people are going to make it and some people aren't. The ones that make it, we'll control. The ones that don't make it, we wanted to get rid of them anyway, you know. So you had this kind of thinking. And now we're poised because of the level of propagation of this nanotechnology. We're poised to have a flip-on switch, where they can essentially kick 5G into, or 6G, depending on the protocol, they can kick this into a signal sending exercise to, one, terminate their enemies, two, engage in social control, three, create the ultimate consumer slave who does exactly what they tell them to do, you know, under a central bank digital currency schema and a social credit score, et cetera. All of this idea of what I would call a massive techno-fascism that has risen, international techno-fascism that has no regard for the human being whatsoever.
Yes, that's so true. Wow.
Well, we're dealing with a bunch of Nazis. These are Nazis. They are Satanists. The whole symbology is all about Satan. It's like 5G. 5G is the pentagram. The whole narrative about making people walk around with masks on was all part of this blood sacrifice, the defiling of the vessel, the abomination. I mean, some of the stuff that's in that shot is an abomination. And this was all to fulfill a satanic ritual for Satan's soul capture plan. Because obviously, Satan's time's over. BlackRock's finished. The financial system, it's all falling to pieces for them. And obviously, Satan's off to hell. And he's going to claim quite a lot of the souls who went along with this, you know, the mask wearing, the satanic agenda, you know, the shops where you had people circulating in a circle. So you went in one door, came out the other. They didn't allow anybody any sort of access any other way apart from walking around in a circle with a mask on. That's all satanic. And that's it. That's actually identified in the FBI documents where there's a satanic ritual death. The blood sacrifice is caused in 18 gigahertz, which is part of the 5G spectrum. 18 gigahertz, I will open up the red blood cell. As I open up the red blood cell, you'll then start to see these nanoparticulates migrate into the red blood cell. They then travel to the major organs in the body. And once you get those nanoparticulates into those major organs, these people will unfortunately suffer cancer pretty quickly because obviously they're in a microwave radiation field. While vibrating the nanoparticulate contaminant in the cell, in the organ, and that will cause cancer pretty quickly. And these people will die of cancers. If they don't mitigate or get the... Or look for the redemption, mitigate the poison. There's lots of ways that you can actually take some of these heavy metals out of your body, some of these nanoparticulates. But people have to recognize that they are victims and aren't, you know, this self-righteous, I did as I was told, help the community type of thing. Unfortunately, they were victims and they've been duped into taking their shot. And what they need to do, they need to remedy it. They need to pray mainly. First line of defense is pray for forgiveness and redeem yourself from what you've done.
That's wonderful advice. You know, today I was just speaking to a viewer who's, they've got a very big 5G mask just by where they live, very, very close to where they live. They've been boosted 3 times and they were just walking and they collapsed. And, you know, you begin to think with everything that you just said, a very healthy young person, and all of a sudden that happens. And actually, for both of you, one of the questions here is, what are the guidelines for EMF exposure to the public and the lampposts adhering to them? So that's in line with what you were saying. If you could just answer that, it'd be good for the different viewers.
I'm working on a case at the minute in Birmingham. Birmingham City Council have fitted 100,000 100 milliwatt transmitters to the streetlights. So these are quite high power. The long range radar.
Birmingham,
sub gigahertz. They're in the sub gigahertz range. The sub gigahertz is the main blanket coverage for 5G because that one was spread. There was a lot of misinformation about what 5G was. Everybody talks about the millimeter waves. And this is why they needed to install these transmitters in every single streetlight and every single telegraph pole. However, that was just a false egg. The reality is the main blanket coverage for 5G is in the sub-gigahertz. It's long range. The further down the frequency you get, the further you can actually push the signals out. The higher frequency, the lower distance the travel. So these are long-range radar. They're on every single streetlight. And the Birmingham City Council, like Gateshead, have denied that they have 5G in the streetlights. They do. It's basically urban radar, and it has a target acquisition capability due to the antenna design. Very similar to the Gateshead stuff, same type of capability. However, the transmitters in Gateshead that caused all the baby deaths and the nosebleeds in the children, they were 25 milliwatt transmitters. The ones in Birmingham are 100 milliwatt. 1 milliwatt is the maximum that the IGNIRB guideline for no more than 6 minutes. And it's a cooking value. And I call it a cooking value because it'll cook you. So it's 1 milliwatt, 61 electron volts in air. These are 1 milliwatt, and the ones in Birmingham are 100 milliwatts each. So the blanket coveraged the whole of Birmingham with 100,000 of these transmitters. They've denied that they have 5G, but the bit in the statement that they made was, but even if we had 5G, it's still perfectly safe. And it's only perfectly safe because the government told them it was safe without any environmental impact analysis. And this equipment is uninsurable for harm for a reason. Insurance companies have deemed transmitters as so dangerous that uninsured for harm to humans. So consequently, the council, that case is going to go forward, I think, hopefully in about the new year, 2023. That's if the legal people in that case are still alive. I mean, I'm expecting large increases in death as we hit the December of this year due to the fact that the biochemical weapon program delivered these packages in the vaccines, which are going to deploy after 24 months. Now, coming up to that, so we started the injections in the UK in December 2020. We're now coming up to December 2022. And I can see this deployment could very, very easily be initiated with certain frequencies where you can actually get the payload. There's a payload in the vaccine, and whatever damage it's going to cause, I mean, it's going to be horrific. They have killed an awful lot of people. There's a lot of people who are just waiting to die. Yeah. And like I said to people, it's time that they wake up and start to pray, because without the creators, you know, the God's got my back. They would have killed me in 2016 when I started speaking about it. This was one of the things, because obviously prior to 2019, I had no understanding at all of the Bible. I had no understanding of the, you know, the scripture, nothing. I was, you know, I was introduced to that by a lady that Stephen knows, Amy. I mean, she introduced me to this whole thing. I was totally science-based. It was all about the quantum fields. I did understand, obviously, I knew about the creator because I understood the quantum field mechanics side of it. And I knew that the whole thing was a creation, not this thing that we're being told it is. So I always knew there was a creator. But this, when I started tying in the Bible, I mean, the first Bible, the first part of the passage I wrote was in 2019, and it was Isaiah 61. And I read Isaiah 61. But the thing that I couldn't understand was how they haven't killed me for basically putting this information into the public domain. And I'm pretty sure that the only reason I'm not dead is because I've got God behind me. Because unfortunately, they most certainly would have wanted to have me dead, because I have caused them a significant amount of harm. And it was fantastic to meet Stephen in Edinburgh and obviously get the... you know, the Sefer, and, you know, I read part of that. It was great to see the, you know, some of the things that are what we really do need to learn, you know, about the real pronunciation. It makes me feel, you know, when I hear people say that, you know, the words that were being given, and obviously what I learned from the Sefer was the real words, and that was
the name.
It makes me feel uncomfortable when I hear people who say the wrong words now, you know. And I've spoken to people about this, because we've all been, you know, hoodwinked. You know, we're hoodwinked. I always knew I was never ever comfortable in a church. I was never comfortable about, you know, the drinking of the wine, the eating of the flesh. I always thought that was a bit cannibalistic. I'm pretty sure it is, and I was always concerned about that, and I always stayed away, and I was never imbued with having a religious. In fact, I'd go to people's weddings and sit in a church and think, how quickly can I get out of here? And now I know the reason for that is because there was some dark forces in those places. Yes. And I didn't like it. Now I'm more confident about my connection, my spiritual connection with the Creator. And I'm pretty sure, for some inexplicable reason, what's really interesting is how I seem to know all of the technologies that they're trying to kill us with. I've been involved in quite a number of research and development projects, whether it be direct energy weapons, the nanoparticulates, the energy issue. I mean, I worked for one of the large oil and gas companies at quite a significant level, so understood about the whole carbon capture storage fabricated nonsense. I knew about the climate change nonsense. I knew about the nanoparticulates, but what's currently going on across the world is this fake energy price. So where we had in 2008, oil was traded at $140 a barrel. I think it's about 80 to 90 today. I haven't checked the trading price, but it was 140 in 2008. From 2010 to 2014, 15, it was trading at 110 to 122. It's currently 90. So where are they getting this lie from? So we've got people who are queuing up to put petrol in their vehicles, or diesel, or gas, and they're being lied to on an industrial scale. The whole media has been taken over by this fabricated nonsense about energy being this expensive that you can't afford to buy it. It's false.
Yeah,
yeah, good points. Now, Mark, I want to ask you something about the on these 5G systems. They have the capability to hit you with a kill wave. Am I correct about this?
It's totally correct. The once I understand, the main blanket coverage in the UK, I think it's about 600 megahertz in USA. It was 700 in Ireland, and it's an 868 megahertz frequency in the UK. So it's sub-gigahertz, it's long range. And what it allows me to do is basically scan the whole environment. It's urban radar. I can scan the whole environment. As a biological structure, I can't see you. I can see you. You'd look like a ghost on a screen. All right, it'd be extremely difficult to fire a weapon at you because I could fire something at your mobile device. So let's say you've got your mobile device there and I want to fire through your head. That's why I always keep mobile devices away from the body. It's not safe to have it in your pocket because they can target you using that. If you are a target, then any mobile device, they can identify you with it and they can target you with that. Once I get the antenna inside the body, it allows me to understand the biometrics, basically a sensor. I'm getting a better resolution. So I get a better resolution to the antenna so I can understand what your heart rate's running at. And if I wanted, I can actually send what's called a cancellation wave. If I know the specifics of your heart rate, then I can drop you in the street. In a tonic seizure, where we had people where they've been injected in both arms, so you've got an antenna in the deltoid, another antenna in this deltoid, and there was a problem with the injection process because they rushed it, they didn't aspirate the syringe, where you draw the syringe back. If there's any blood, then you have to re-inject, because the plan was to set up the antenna in the deltoid so it was basically stable. There would be some migration, but because of the magnetic fields in the material, it'll basically cause a sort of stable area in the deltoid. What the problem that they had when they trained a lot of the people, they weren't aspirating the syringe. So consequently, they were injecting them, and sometimes it was going into the blood. That's why we had people just drop down dead immediately on injection, or two or three days later. That wasn't the plan. That plan just happened by chance. All of the vaccine manufacturers told everybody, you must aspirate. But because they were in a rush, they didn't do that. And consequently, we then got the data to go, look, these vaccines are dangerous. People are dropping down dead. And we saw the videos. And that turned a lot of other people off as well. So that was quite helpful. It was a mistake that they made, but it was helpful for us because we could then tell people that these things were dangerous. If they'd done it correctly, we would never have seen we would have seen a lot less problems at the vaccine centres, and people wouldn't have been dying within a day or 2 days of taking the shot.
Mm-hmm.
So they set up the antenna. Now, if I've got both antennas, one on the left and one on the right, and what I can do, I can actually fire a signal across there to the vagus nerve, and basically switch you off. So that's that particular part. It's not the only part of the weapon. One of the things with weapon systems, you never design them just to have what, it's like a gun. You don't just design it to have fire bullets. You always make sure it's got a butt because you may want to bash somebody's head in. You may have a bayonet attached to it. You may have a grenade launcher attached to it. You may have a light system attached to it. Some of the light systems, you can pulse modulate them to make them weaponized, you know, to dazzle, to make people have a fit. So there's a lot of different parts to a weapon. You need to try and compact everything into it. And obviously these biochemical weapons, these vaccines, they've been working on them for many, many years. So there's a number of different aspects to them as the weapon. You know, it's not a one-trick pony. So what we'll see is we will see over the time. I mean, it's like the spike protein that causes vaccine-induced AIDS. Now, if I destroy your immune system, whether I use the atonic seizure or the cancellation wave, if I use I give you the injection and you develop this immune system collapse, which that's what we're seeing, if I take down your T8 cells, then any cancerous issue, you're not going to be able to deal with it, you're going to die. Mm-hmm. Your body just can't sort of protect itself if I take down your immune system. So that's part of the weapon. That's sort of the long fuse part of the weapon. There's also the deployment of the 24-month fuse that we've been told about that's in this vaccine, and that's coming in December. So I think in December we're going to see a lot larger number of deaths. Even though we're seeing large numbers now, we're going to see a larger number of deaths going into the December.
Yeah, the numbers are up some 4,000% for sudden adult death syndrome. And it's people, you know, in the ages between 18 and 44 years old. It's just alarming. You know, Stu Peters has published many videos of hundreds of people just dropping dead. And it's not just athletes, you know, playing soccer or doing high-end sports. You're talking about people who are just sitting around, or newscasters or journalists or somebody working in a hair salon or somebody standing at a hamburger stand. Boom, they drop dead and they're gone just like that. Mm-hmm. And so we see, 74 people after the second shot. Let's see.
The second shot. Stephen, just explain with what Mark was saying about December, with the spiritual insight also, it's going to get worse in December. Can you expand on that?
Sure. I mean, what we see here is that, you know, I've been talking about this since 2017. By the way, Mark, I'm so happy to hear that you've found the sense of the word in the Sefer. And that Amy did such a great job in introducing you and putting us together. It's fantastic. It's just great news. It's great news. And, you know, I can tell you when we talk about, we looked at the signs back in 2017, September 23rd in particular, this sign in the heaven. And the sign in heaven gave us something unfolded before us. It was a singular sign that had never been seen before in human history. And it was the sign explained in Revelation 12, 12 stars in her hair, the virgin giving birth to Jupiter, and the moon at her feet, clothed in the sun, so on and so forth. All of the sign was seen. And when it was seen in the heavens, it set us on a marker, and the marker was Revelation 12, which was for 1260 days, the woman would be in the wilderness and a war would be engaged in heaven. After the 1260 days, Satan would be cast to the earth to make war with the people who had the testimony of Mashiach and who were keeping his commandments. Now, this took place in March of 2021. We saw this entrance of the absolute in-your-face war against humanity with no holds barred. I mean, this, you know, I introduced an acronym two Thursdays ago, and I'm sure YouTube is going to kick me in the face for putting it up there, but the acronym was YGKI, YGKI. Your government is killing you. And of course, nobody wants to talk about this, but we're engaged. We're at a time like no other in history because our own governments are engaged in genocide against us. And it's very strong in the West. And when you see somebody like van der Leyen in the EU buying millions and millions of vaxes, you know, I mean, wouldn't you buy 8-10 vaxes for every person in the EU? Same thing with Justin Trudeau in Canada. He bought 400 million vaxes for a country of 30 million people. I mean, what's going on here, right? And of course, they're all profiting on the back end, this whole schema. They're profiting on the back end from this pharmaceutical weapon. But in the meantime, the weapon is being deployed, and the weapon is being deployed with particular aspects to it. So it is about, if you want to talk spiritually, what's going on. I've talked about it. I started talking about it in August of 2020.
Yes.
Before the jab got developed. I was traveling. Mm-hmm. I was going alongside London. Paul Barry and I were driving alongside London. And I was doing a radio show in the States. And I told the pastor that was on the radio show, this is the mark of the beast. And he accepted it at that one. 2 weeks later, he was, oh, no, this is a precursor to the mark. It's a precursor to the mark. Well, no, I don't think it is. It is the mark. Now, of course, when people get worried about the mark, they say, well, does this mean I'm cursed? I've had personal friends of mine ask me this. Well, no, I mean, there's a twofold aspect to it. You took the mark and you worship the beast. You take the mark and you worship the beast. Who's a worshiper of the beast? You can see them right off the bat. They're still wearing their mask when they're in their car. They're wearing their mask when they're jogging in the park. You know, you can tell who worships the beast. And these are people, and of course, as far as I'm concerned, the most wicked, evil man on earth today is Yuval Noah Harari. You know, this spokesman that stands around with Klaus the Mop Schwab talking about how mankind, how he is Elohim, and he has created life. And therefore, we don't need God anymore. And he is the maker. He's the this, he's that. And this fellow, I mean, when I think about the name Harari is a very interesting name because, when you see this in Hebrew, ha-ra, the evil one, ha-ra-ri, the evil. In fact, you might even see it as, the ro-i, the eye, the evil eye. He is the evil eye. This Yuval Noah Harari. And so this wickedness that he is purveying, though, is now coming to pass because the immorality of this group of people is so high. For instance, let me give you an example. Well, these people that we're ruling over are so stupid that they don't even know what we're doing to them. If they had a brain and didn't need to be ruled, they would have thrown us off a long time ago. But it's obvious they don't have a brain because we're ruling over them and they're not objecting. That's one premise that they hold in their mind. Second premise is we are something special. You're not. We're the elite. You're not. We have the right to do this, that, and the other thing. You know, in the United States, right, the people that were exempted from having to take a vaccination, all of Congress, all of the federal government, and everybody working at a pharmaceutical company, all exempted from having to take a vaccine, right? None of the rest of us were exempted from it, but they most assuredly were. And so here we are. So now you see that the protocol here, which was to introduce, as the Queen showed in her 70th Jubilee, to introduce that triple helix DNA. So when you talk about this vax not being a one-trick pony, I mean, you're right on it. This thing is multifaceted. In addition to having the tracking, the nanotechnology tracking capability, there was also luciferase. So that they can detect with the UV scanner whether or not you've actually had the vax. And where did that luciferase show up? It showed up on the back of the hand. They'd scan the back of your right hand, and then they'd see the luciferase under the subcutaneous luciferase, right? Which was taken from fireflies. It also had the mRNA component. The mRNA component introduced in the triple helix DNA. And I can tell you who the big leader was. This is why both Republicans and Democrats were on board with this in the state, because one of the top perpetrators of this technology in the U.S. was Jared Kushner, who's building at 66, Fifth Avenue in New York. He was one of the top perpetrators of this, and because he wants to live forever, in the immortal words of Freddie Mercury, who wants to live forever? Well, Jared Kushner wants to live forever, and he wants to live forever in some robot somewhere. So they're under the impression that they can do this with mRNA. By going triple helix, they can suddenly achieve, absolute perpetuity. And it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I feel sorry for these guys. I mean, just think about being trapped in some cyborg somewhere on a chip, and that's you for eternity. I mean, what a horrible existence. But at any rate, here's what Jared Kushner was pushing. And so as a result, here comes the mRNA. And they literally are saying things like, oh, with mRNA, we can do this. With mRNA, we can do that. We have the capability of this, that, and the other thing. Now, what do they have the capability of doing? Creating a 216,000 gene, a DNA, a triple helix DNA. Well, 216,000, as we've represented before. When you talk about the double helix DNA, 72,000 descending, 72,000 ascending, that's 144,000. This is the number of those who are to be redeemed, is 144,000. That's not 144,000 people. That's people who have the intrinsic number, 144,000 genes. But when you get the triple helix, you go to 216,000. And 216,000, guess what, is the quotient of 600 times 60 times 6. So once you calculate 660 times 6, it takes you to 216,000. Triple helix DNA, you've got a problem. So under these circumstances, for those who have been jabbed and said, well, look, I got duped. I got deceived. And who couldn't get deceived, right? You have every mass media, which is, by the way, it's all controlled by the same intelligence groups. And I just want to say this, since we're having a truthful discussion here today, Mark, and not holding back, right? Let me just make this perfectly clear, okay? All of the intelligence agencies in the United States do not work for the United States of America. They work for the 13 families that control the EU. They work for the Reich. They work for the reemerging Third Reich, which reemerged, right, in the form of the EU. And, you know, it was the beast that was, but is not yet is, right? The Reich. And the Reich is controlled, you know, its brainchild, its mouthpiece is the Pope, who is currently in a conference at the fake Saudi Arabia, introducing a new set of 10 commandments, because guess what? He's showing himself to be Elohim in the temple of Elohim, that he, in fact, Elohim, that he is capable of writing 10 commandments himself, right? And this is the guy that came up with the language. You know, I mean, it's amazing.
It's crazy. Yeah, well, they're mental. I mean, these people have got serious mental health problems. I mean, they are absolutely delusional. I mean, he wants to rewrite the Ten Commandments. What's the first one? You've got to take the jab. I mean, he actually said the only way to get to heaven, you've got to take God's jab. I mean, if that didn't take the biscuit, I mean, if anybody knew what was in it, well, you ain't going to heaven. I can tell you, you take that jab.
Yeah, well, if you're doing it voluntarily, well, I can't wait to belly up to the bar. Well, let me tell you, you know, now we're seeing that what? So people who have repented, I'm going to say this to the people who have repented, you have to repent in your heart first, in your spirit, you have to repent. And you have to repent and say, I didn't want to do this. I don't want, this is not the destiny that I wanted. I wanted a different destiny. I expected to be in heaven and not in hell. I expected to have my name written in the book of life. Now, what can I do? That's premise number one. Premise number two is, if you've been jabbed, there is a passage in Joel 3:21 that says, Yah says, I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed. And so it is possible to have your blood cleansed by the miraculous hand of Yah, who can do this. If and only if you are not worshiping the beast. Hmm. But I've been predicting, Mark, that there's going to come a point in the not too distant future when people realize that that cell phone is their executioner in their hand. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're going to take those phones and they're going to put them down on the sidewalk and stomp them with their...
Yeah.
Mm. Well, Satan's the prince in air. And if you look at these are all airborne radiation emissions. So it tells you exactly who Satan is. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure that, you're right, Stephen. We'll have to get back to some... connection, a greater connection with the Creator. People have to understand we are here for a purpose. We're here for a purpose, and that purpose that's going to be this, this revelation we're going through is and can be pretty frightening. I mean, some of the things I talk about and have done in the past, I spoke at a conference in Scarborough, and the lady who set it up, unfortunately, I can't help myself, but I'm just going to tell people the way that it is. And she ended up committing suicide about 2 weeks after I did the talk. She just couldn't handle. And she was a lovely person. Now, don't get us wrong, but she didn't have that connection with the Creator. You know, she was one of these, new age traveler type, lovely, lovely girl, but didn't have the connection. See, my sort of understanding now, I just read Revelations and know that we win. So I'm quite robust in, explaining this to people. And if you haven't got that understanding of the word, if you don't understand the scripture and you don't understand that we'll win, this must be absolutely terrifying for people who don't have God with them. It must be absolutely horrendous.
You know, one thing that I've noticed, Stephen, especially with what you were saying to do with salvation, damnation, people who have repented, who don't go on to follow the beast, one thing is, even in their repentance, their physical bodies here and now still suffer. But the difference is that we are not Yahuwah, so we don't know, we can't judge. But I do see, you know, very good point that you said, that they don't continue to follow, they don't continue to be coerced and go after the ways of their flesh. But one thing I have seen is pointing out that they suffer here physically, but they're renewed. And then that's not to dismiss healing of the blood, but it's just something that I've seen more than less, you know.
Yeah, it's, I think you're right about that, Jesse, that there still is a consequence to ingesting this nanotechnology. There still is a consequence having, you know, and of course, you know, I mean, my understanding, again, going back to the no, not one trick pony aspect of this, you know, with this mRNA that comes in, and they would talk to you about the spike protein. The spike protein is totally synthetic, and it actually replicates and imitates the exosome that was found in the blood from the ionization poisoning. Because when you get into that high megahertz, when you get into that high megahertz transmission, what happens when the body is exposed to it, that the high frequency, in order to travel, it's very short bursts, and it travels by eating up the oxygen in front of it. So it eats the oxygen and it propels itself. That's how it propels itself. So once that poisoning gets inside the bloodstream, it begins to eat the oxygen inside the cells. This is why there were so many respiratory failures initially from this poisoning, from this ionization poison, because the stuff was eating the cells. Well, you know, this kind of poison, this kind of ingestion from the 5G, you know, it's what would happen is this spike protein would enter into the cell. And so here comes the messenger RNA. Now, remember, the word for messenger in Hebrew is molech, which means angel, right? Angel. So here comes the angel RNA, and the angel RNA comes in and enters the cell. So when the cell goes to replicate, you have a strand of DNA, and then the strand of DNA would replicate on a new strand of RNA. Now it's going to replicate on this new messenger mRNA, and by doing so, it creates a triple helix cell. And in creating a triple helix cell, it regenerates the spike protein in every cell that is generated from that point forward. This is why they announced early on that most of the people that were, you know, that had two jabs would test positive for HIV. Because you have an autoimmune defense. Now, of course, somebody wants to talk about it, but in the Netherlands, they published a report on it. It was called VAIDS, Vaccine Autoimmune Deficiency Syndrome, VAIDS. The Netherlands had a big report on it. I think even Sweden did a report on it. And so, you know, of course, Pfizer is not the same. We have a cure. We've got a cure. You don't have a cure. You have a symptom reducer. You don't have a cure. But the thing is, with the autoimmune deficiency, the way the autoimmune deficiency works is that every cell in the body ultimately is going to create a spike protein. And that spike protein is anathema to your immune system. Your immune system goes to war against the cells that contain the spike protein. And guess what? It includes every cell in your body.
Yeah.
Every cell. So your immune system goes to war with your body. So this is an autoimmune deficiency syndrome that is present inside this particular protocol. Not to mention the fact that the triple helix DNA is designed to host a spiritual demon. It's designed to the triple helix is all about, is in entertaining a demon inside your system. And many people, you saw this, I mean, there were a lot of the testimony early on was like, okay, as soon as I got the jab, I lost touch with Yah. It was gone. You know, my connection with the Holy Spirit was over. I lost touch. It was just as soon as the instant I got it. And you'd have, there are many people that testified today. Of course, they don't testify anymore because most of them have already dropped dead. Mm. But, you know, but when you heard that testimony, they had lost touch. Now you meet people and trying to have a reasonable discussion is impossible. You can't have a reasonable discussion. It's like, it's just, it's not possible. The logic is not there. The foundation is not there. The ability to critically think is not there. It's just gone. And you can imagine when we start talking about this date coming up here, there's been a lot of discussion. You know, Sherry Pentenny, Tenpenny thought it was going to be 36 months, not 24. There's been others who have had different timelines, you know, that have proposed different timelines. But we can see, you know, we can see that whatever the timeline may be, we know some of this thing has worked very efficiently. Some of it has not worked very efficiently. Some of it was a major mess up on their part. But they succeeded in moving through and doing. And I mean, what's the percentage? I mean, the percentage of the population in Portugal that has been jabbed, 96%. Mm-hmm. Percentage of the population in Israel that's been jabbed, 94%. Percentage of the population in France, 92%. I think the population in Britain is 80-something percent. But you see, you know, and when I look at this situation, and I don't care who the manufacturer was, by the way. Doesn't make any difference who the manufacturer was. The truth is that with this jab, you can have an expectation that as the financial markets collapse, so the population is also going to collapse. I mean, I don't know if you guys have noticed it. I mean, I was just reading today that now you can't buy, you can't get more than one pack of eggs, right? You're limited to one pack of eggs or something, and that's coming all across the country. And here they go, right? Oh, you can't eat this, you can't eat that, you can't do that. And where are the people? You know, we have this real problem where I live. The guy that used to do this doesn't do it anymore. So now you can't get it done because there's nobody to fill the slot. You know, because the guy died, right? Mm-hmm. And so here we're going to be coming into this now more and more. It's going to be a much higher level. And so what Mark is talking about December this year, next month. I mean, we're already seeing, I mean, the increases in SADS is like in certain age groups is up 4,000%.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw the chart on Zero Hedge the other day. It was ridiculous. It was absurd. Anyway, Mark, I'm turning it back to you, brother.
Well, it's a total attack on God's creation. You know, it's like I knew we were in trouble when they first installed the light emitting diodes. What was quite interesting, obviously, optical radiation is a known hazard. And we have these LEDs being put up all over the place. And most, all optical radiation emitters need to have a diffuser. So where you had high pressure sodium, which were about 2,200 Kelvin, they were orange for a reason. What you don't want is this very bright, you know, emission, because obviously it's retinal cell toxic. The optical radiation, man-made, hazardous, all artificial light has to be, you know, it's under a number of different regulatory standards. And one of the standards is they have to be in a diffuser. That's why fluorescents are in the ceiling, lights are in the ceiling. You've got a lampshade that protect you from what's called point light source. All of a sudden, they brought these lights along. They're angled in a way where the cause point light source and no diffuser, but these aren't 2,200 Kelvin, that's 6,500 and 7,000 Kelvin, which is significantly more hazardous, retinal cell toxic, and attracts pollinators and kills them. So, you know, that was as soon as I saw that, I knew there was some nefarious activity going on, because it actually, the standard on these 6,500, 7,000 Kelvin lamps, the maximum exposure human to is 0.25 of a second. So they brought these category 2 optical radiation emitters into cityscapes where they're disinfecting the whole area, basically killing all insects, any pupae. And we see that, you know, we only have to go out and you can see all the butterflies and moths, the flies, fly numbers are, you know, totally down. And what's going to happen over time? They're just going to kill more and more of God's creation. And that's ecocide. So there was an ecocide issue with the LED lights. Obviously, I had issues with that. When, you know, the council, as I was taught to tell people about the fact that the equipment that they fitted would kill them, they took it upon themselves to take me to court to gag me. It's probably one of the biggest mistakes that they made, because unfortunately, at that court case, the judge said that the 5G risk must be debated and that the public had a right to know. He also confirmed that I was an expert in this field. See, the council, unfortunately, thought I was just some conspiracy theorist telling the world that the equipment that they fitted would kill them. Well, unfortunately, the equipment that they fitted is now killing them. And we see near 20% increase in all-cause mortality in the United Kingdom today, but we're also seeing a far larger number. So we've probably had near 100,000 extra dead over a five-year average in the UK. But what we're also seeing is this massive increase, a 41% increase in people now claiming full-term benefits. So there's been an extra 500,000 people signing. And with a population of 68 million or whatever it actually is, that's a massive increase of people who are severely ill enough where they can't actually go to work. Now, that's going to increase over time because this type of radiation is accumulative over time. The hazard is accumulative.
There it is. Now, Mark, let's talk about that point right there for just a minute, okay? That the radiation is cumulative. The radiation is cumulative, and I think that's an extremely important point. That, you know, I mean, some of the radiation has half in, you know, 1,200 years, 2,300 years, 2,500 years. And so when you start to get radiation poisoning, you start picking up a little ionization, a little radiation poisoning from that particular tower, this tower, it's there and it doesn't go away. And then you feed it again and you feed it again and it continues to accumulate and accumulate and accumulate until you reach a lethal dose.
Yeah.
Am I right about this?
Exactly. It's exactly what happens. In the fact that they've contaminated the vaccines with nanoparticulates, the plan in the first instance, the first kill was the 2020 when they switched on the 5G. The problem that they had, the contamination in the flu vaccines, they put a lot of tungsten in particular, tungsten nanoparticles in the flu vaccines. They expected mass increase in death in 2020. They built out the Nightingale hospitals. They were basically just facilities to finish people off using intubation. I think they expected the same in the US.
It didn't. Well, now, wait a minute. Let's have some applause for the NHS. Let's have some applause.
Standing outside the door.
It didn't actually happen, and that was a problem because they expected everybody to see somebody that they knew drop down dead and be terminated, and everybody would have panicked. They would have had a lot larger number of people who would have taken the shot. They expected somewhere in the region of a possibly resistance to, you know, 2, 3, 4 million. And what they had, they ended up with 19 million people in the UK who haven't taken a single shot. And that's a serious problem for the cult because their plan, there were just far too many people. And now we see people who've had one and two, they're not getting any more. So that problem's out the window. So now what they've done, they've come with this climate plan, the electrification, the electric vehicles, they cause sterilization. So they're planning this, you know, the electrification. We have the EU STUA 2021 report. Electromagnetic radiation fields have been confirmed to cause sterilization now. So your local authority or your government want to try and create a situation where they're either discriminating against you to put you into an electric car, whether it be fiscal policy or other. You know, they've got these green zones they've got now in cities where you've got to drive around an electric car that will sterilize you and cause you bodily harm. That's a political agenda. We know that carbon dioxide is a trace gas at 0.04 in air. It has absolutely no bearing apart from cooling the planet. And this is how we know.
That's exactly right.
It's exactly the inversion. See, I could have picked up many other gases and other things to pretend that there was this increase in temperature. The increase in temperature is caused by ionospheric radiators, the weather weapons. The weather modification tools have been using for quite a number of years, and by 2025, they'll have total control of the weather. That can cause tornadoes, that can cause rain, snow,
hurricanes. They can force the hurricanes or typhoons into a much stronger force.
Hurricanes, forest fires, I can actually set fire to the ground. So it's all man-made. Right, yeah. So we've got man-made climate change to fabricate this narrative against the population to basically secure them, being on board, getting them into electric core, sterilizing their children, sterilizing them, to make sure that they'll never ever be reproduced, because I'll damage that DNA that much that they'll never, in the good chances, they're going to develop leukemia and possibly die. Mm-hmm. End up on the end up the pathway that they've actually set up in the NHS now in the UK, where people go into hospital. If you're sick to a certain degree, what they do is just kill you. It's basically a murderous plan.
Oh, it was, it was basic up here where I am. It was flat out homicide. I'm not going to mention the hospital, but if you were foolish enough to walk through the door, there would be somebody there with a PCR test, which, as you know, is a 94% inaccuracy thing. Oh, we need to test you to see if you have COVID. Well, I'm just here to have my appendix removed, or I'm just here to have my tonsils looked at, or I'm just here because I've got an ear infection. Oh, it doesn't matter. We need to test you. Oh, look, you tested positive. Rush him off. You know, and then here come the security guard. Rush him off. Then they take and they lock in a room. And the next thing you know, you can't get out.
Yeah.
And pretty soon they've got you on remdesivir and they got the reverse vacuum cleaner shoved down your face. And guess what? You don't make it. You didn't walk out.
They've done exactly the same with my friend. He went in for a diabetes test.
Okay.
His sugar levels were a little bit out. Got in, done exactly that, did the PCR test. Next minute they had him on a ventilator, the next minute he was dead. So they killed an awful lot of people with the exact same protocol that they've used right across the world, where they didn't ventilate
the hospitals probably. In the U.S. The hospitals in the U.S. were making $130,000 for every person that died from COVID that they can put on the death certificate. They would be paid $130,000. So they had, if you got somebody admitted for it, if somebody tested positive for it, you got a check. If you've got them admitted for it, you got a check. If you treated him for it, you got a check. If you used remdesivir, you got a check. If you used the ventilator, you got a check. If they died, you got another check. Total figure, $130,000.
They've got a load of people in the UK now developing, young people in particular, developing their mouth cancers, nasal cancers. Obviously, the contamination in the PCR tests, that's caused, so they've got this absolutely explosion in cancers, mouth cancers, etc. We've got a massive explosion, 75% increase in Parkinson's death. This is just last year. So within 1 year, you've had a 75% increase in Parkinson's death.
Yeah, and we haven't talked about the psychological aspect of the shutdown. We're starting to see the financial aspect of it. Okay, these idiots, you know, you mentioned this in your opening remarks, Mark, about going into court and trying to prove something. Well, we can't. There's no going into court to try to prove anything. In 2019, I was in five different courthouses suing on these issues. I sued against the mask mandate. I sued against the lockdown. I sued against quarantines. I sued against all of this, the discrimination inherent in all of it. And every single court, we don't see any violation of human rights here at all. Yes. Oh, you don't. You don't. Yeah. And so here's, and of course, now, on the mask mandate, I'll give you an example. When I was brought a lawsuit on the mask mandate, we went in and we argued that, of course, you know, summary judgment is one of the tickets that initially comes up, right? Do you have a case that can go to a jury? Mm. And of course, in order to have a case that can go to a jury, is you have to have an issue of fact that the jury has to decide. Well, as a matter of fact, we don't think smoking causes cancer. Or as a matter of fact, we think it does cause cancer, right? But at some level, we were going to present facts to the jury, and the jury was going to go, we think a mask is effective at stopping the transmission of this virus, or we don't. And so we came in, and we had a whole body of studies. We had this in our affidavits. We laid it in front of the court and said, here, Your Honor, we believe that the mask is about as effective at stopping a virus as a chain link fence is in keeping out mosquitoes. And the other side, which was the state, oh, no. The masks are totally effective. We have one study from Yale, which hasn't done any empirical evidence whatsoever that says, yeah, we think it's effective. Yeah, okay, great. So guess what, Your Honor? Even accepting their absolute cock and bulls over here, you have a duty to move this thing forward into a full-blown trial because there's material issues of fact. The Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court, the day before our hearing, comes out and rules that as a matter of law, as a matter of law, masks are effective at preventing the transmission of a virus. As a matter of law. So it's no longer an issue of fact. So I just looked at the judge and I said, well, Your Honor, you know, you used to have a position here of some kind of authority, but you don't today. There's no decision you're going to make that has any efficacy whatsoever because the court just took it away from you last night. Do you agree with me or don't you? And so the judge was, I was going to say, it doesn't make a difference what you were going to say. It's irrelevant what you were going to say. The court already took your case away from you and decided it's not an issue of fact. It's a matter of law. Now, the question is, here we are 2 years later, and everybody on earth knows that the masks are 100% ineffective. Didn't do anything. In fact, John Hopkins University came out and said the masks were ineffective. Quarantines were ineffective. Lockdowns were ineffective. They had no meaningful effect. They couldn't even show a 0.2% effect on anything. But nonetheless, let's talk about the effect they did have. Here you have some brain dead quack like Fauci in a white coat. Oh, everybody needs to stay home. And we're going to distinguish between essential and non-essential businesses. Oh, non-essential, huh? The guy who's paying taxes, who's got 25 employees or 50 employees, who's doing something in the community, who's been a part of the community for 50 years, he's now non-essential, right? But your government bureaucracy, that's totally essential. You have to go to work and your big box store has to stay open because that's essential. Mm. Well, guess what? They distinguish between non-essential and essential. Now there's no more non-essential. And what's non-essential? How about you eating? How about you getting diesel? How about you having something to move your car down the road? That was a non-essential job, right? Well, now where are you? Well, now let's talk about it. The pound lost 98% of its value since 1913 and is about to lose the other 2%. The dollar, the euro, the yen, the renminbi, the Chinese renminbi. These are all currencies that are about to pancake face first on the floor because these morons thought that there were non-essential components to the economy. Mm. You know, it's like some brain dead idiot walking into a mechanic shop and saying, you know, I understand pistons and I understand the crankshaft, but this stuff here, the carburetor and this emissions control stuff and these computers, that stuff's non-essential. Just strip that off the motor. It's not essential.
Right? Yeah, well, the whole plan was just to destroy everything. I mean, if we go back to Revelation, it tells you Satan's time's over, and that satanic system's been running for quite a number of years, and they've just broken it completely. So it's probably going to get a bit hairy as time goes on, but I think all those, it's like BlackRock. BlackRock's bankrupt. They've signed for bankruptcy. Vanguard's filed for bankruptcy. We've got Facebook or Meta, let's say Meta, what we call it, 75% of the share price. We've had Facebook and all dropping their shares, collapsing. We've got Amazon, who's had $1 trillion. It's the largest corporate loss in history, lost $1 trillion. So BlackRock's never going to come out of bankruptcy. It's in Chapter 11 at the moment. Satan's time's up. I mean, BlackRock is Satan. BlackRock's Satan. It totally invested agree. In all the totally satanic. So consequently, they all fail, and everything they touch turns to dust. God's smashing them to bits. He's taking down the system. He's taking down the authority. Not a single person is ever going to trust anybody, any academic ever again, any medical very doctor point. Who tells you, take this, take that. Nobody's ever going to trust them ever again. Or the people that are left, the people that did trust them are dead. There's 80 young doctors under the age of 50 in Canada who are now dead because, unfortunately, they thought they would participate in an experiment, medical experiment, and unfortunately, they're dead. And no doubt our schools went to hell.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, Mark, sorry, because these are prevalent questions that are coming up. Frequencies, they seem to be affecting the non-vaccinated just as much as the vaccinated, and just the before it was just shredding, now people are just getting ill, even if they're not vaccinated. But also respirators, If you can confirm, if people had to go back to them, if something happened, they do kill. It's not something that you go on. And also, Stephen, what you were saying before, you know, now that these people, what we're seeing before is a religious spirit, you know, where you said they don't see Yah anymore, but I see a prevalent religious spirit in these people now. I just wanted to bring that out from what you said. But Mark, if you could just answer those two questions, they've been quite hot in the chat.
The thing about frequency, obviously, if I increase any type of radiation emission in an environment, I'm going to make people a lot more sick. The whole point of getting the flu, influenza comes in the back end of the year when the magnetic field changes significantly. So you see this large shift, and that's why they call it influenza, because it's the influence of the magnetic field. We are all electromagnetic radiation beings. It's how the creator, Yah, created an emission, this electrical field that we are light beings, right? We're made out of these frequencies. There's not the biological structure is basically just an illusion. It's an illusion of the creator's creation. That's how somebody created it, because it couldn't be what we were told it was, because I understand about the quantum field mechanics. And I understood that, you know, this biological structure that we inhabit is an illusion. That's why, you know, I don't get myself too stressed out about things, and I definitely don't get stressed out now that I've actually read a book that was written a couple of thousand years ago that confirms everything that we're now currently going through is revelation. Mm. It's a big reveal. We're going to be revealed to Yah. You know, our creator is revealing himself to us, and the power that he has is going in front, and you know, it's being revealed. I mean, like BlackRock just went bankrupt. I mean, when I heard about BlackRock going bankrupt, I was like, because you know, BlackRock is Satan.
Yeah, and Aladdin is back in the bottle.
In the bottle, it's all falling to bits. I mean, everything that touches absolutely is falling. It's smashing to bits. So, you know, people have to be positive about. I mean, like I said, some of the things we talk about, things I talk about, can be pretty depressing. Don't be. Just remember, read the book. Read the book. That will give you confidence going forward. Got to remember, you know, I wasn't exposed to this 2019. I mean, yeah. I had a lady rang me and said, look, you need to listen to me, you. Like, what's going on? Yeah, you need to understand about this, you know, this Hebrew text and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute, this is all a little bit too much for me. But what was really, what was so empowering was the fact, because I was keep thinking they're going to kill us. I'm going to get murdered. If I keep speaking the way I'm speaking, there's somebody going to be knocking on my door, and it didn't happen. So I realized that there was something going on, you know, whether I had a special forces team hiding up the road and protecting us, you know, whatever. And when I was introduced to, you know, the scripture,
yeah,
I realized that, obviously, I was given some very interesting tasks right the way through my life. Mm. I'm one of the broken ones, all right? I'm written about in scripture, right? Amen. I was, unfortunately, right, for lots of different reasons, exposed to all of the tools that have been brought against to kill us. And I was actually exposed to them at a level where I understand them really well. I can tie the whole thing together because I'm an inventor. I invent things. I mean, I've invented lots of things. And I always used to think to myself, where does it come from? I mean, remember, I was at a carbon capture and storage conference at Leeds Armoury. I'd been sent there by one of the oil and gas companies, and we're sitting talking about this reinjection carbon capture and storage project. I thought, hang on a minute, I understand about you know, covalent bonds. I'm pretty sure I can crack CO2. And I invented a carbon cracker for breaking the CO2. Anyway, we couldn't get it to fly. Nobody was interested in it because I'm not interested in fixing CO2. It's a fake narrative anyway, but they don't want to fix it even if you could, because it's all about carbon trading carbon credits. It's just another raft of taxation. Yes. Another raft of taxation. I knew the whole thing was a scam. Anyway, I then was contacted by somebody senior in Cyber Command in the US. And they had been in the military, they understood about antenna design, and she sent me some images and she said, I need to understand what these are, because I've been involved in telecommunications in the military for many years. We don't know what they're building, what are they? And this was my design, this radiator, type of radiator design, where you switch it on, it creates a lot of heat. You get these fluid dynamics where you take the air up through the radiator, so basically the antenna, and it's 60 gigahertz. I can actually create a breakage of the molecular structure of oxygen. Now, if I've got this molecular reactor hanging on a telegraph pole, as they were in parts of the USA, at ground level, and I switch it on and I've got a 60 gigahertz frequency, I can accelerate the electron field so your hemoglobin can't pick it up, or I can actually break the oxygen. So it depends on the pulse rate at that 60 gigahertz spectrum. I can break the oxygen molecule and I can pour oxygen atoms out to the top of the reactor. As they come out the reactor, they'll attach at ground level to other oxygen molecules and cause O3. And O3 will kill all biological life at about less than 50 parts per million. So that's how top these. Now, this was totally left field. I'd invented this particular piece of kit to crack carbon dioxide. And this was the same piece of kit. It was basically my design hanging on a telegraph pole. And I had some senior ex-military bod from cyber security contact me and go, can you explain what that is? And as soon as I looked at it, I thought, they've nicked me design for breaking molecular bonds. And I knew exactly what it was because I already knew that part of the 5G spectrum was 60 gigahertz, attenuating air. I mean, it's about the most useless. If I wanted to send a signal in air, I wouldn't have a 60 gigahertz spectrum. You wouldn't use 60 gigahertz because it doesn't travel in air. It actually gets locked into the oxygen molecule.
Right.
So you wouldn't use it. But I'll tell you what, when I saw this reactor, well, it was a radiator, which I can tell you it definitely was a reactor because the design of it was like a Venturi. And I looked at it and thought, that's my design. So that was quite inexplicable. And also the nanoparticulate bit. I was tasked at looking at nanoparticles for one of the oil and gas companies about coating annulars, so pipelines, so we can actually coat them. Nanoparticulates got some really interesting aspects to it. And the first international conference was actually at the Gosford Park in Newcastle. And all the big wigs were there. I was there and I was doing a report for this major oil and gas company in relation to nanoparticulates because we were very interested for wear and tear in pipelines to reduce having to cut in and replace pipelines. Very expensive business, cutting and production, etc. So these nanoparticles were really interested and asked the question, where's the data on the potential, the biological data? Because if we bring this in and let's say you put it into a gas pipeline, so you're doing the coating, well, there's no filters to take it out because they're that small. These particles are so small that, you know, it's going to end up coming out in somebody's cooker, you know, in a range or in somebody's gas fire. So how do you, where's the biological? And they haven't carried any out. So how do you bring a chemical composition that's never been exposed to humans before into the market? Now, the reason I asked that question was because the defense industry, when you fire high explosives, you sometimes create these nanoparticulates. And if you create those nanoparticulates, lots of studies being done on soldiers where they've been exposed to these nanoparticulates. And when they get into the organ, they create these cancers. So you get young soldiers exposed to nanoparticulates from these high explosive munitions, and they then develop cancers and die. So I knew about that, and that was the reason I asked the question at this particular conference. And lo and behold, the nanoparticulates, nobody, we'll just bring this technology to market, but let's not do any studies in how safe it is in relation to mankind. And this is what we face. So it was it's pretty bizarre how I've been involved in all these different aspects of the weapon that that these demonic forces. I used to go around when I was taught about the LEDs because they're pretty toxic. And then a lot of the earlier talks I did a talk at EV9, and I was taught about the 450 nanometers frequency. Now, I picked 450 nanometers just out of thin air. There was no real purpose to it because it could have been anything from, 400, 490 in and around, but I knew they had this bluey haze. So I knew they had to be in and around about the 400 nanometers frequency. And there was a scientist from France contacted him, and he said, I've watched your EV9 talk on these LED emitters. And he says, but why are you saying 450 nanometers? I went, well, I've picked it out where my inventions come from, picked it out of thin air. And he went, this was well before I understood anything about the scripture. This was pretty early on. And he said, you do know it's 666 terahertz. Mm. And I said, well, no, I didn't know it was. So I'm going to go and calculate it because I can't believe what you're saying to me. I can't believe it. So anyway, I did a bit of maths, come back. Anyway, it wasn't. It was 668. So anyway, I contacted Pierre and I said, look, you said it's 666. It's not. You've made a mistake. It's 668. And he went, no, you've made the mistake. And unfortunately, I had to make the mistakes. And sure enough, it was 66 terahertz. So I was basically telling people this was a demonic optical radiation emission without actually knowing it was a demonic optical radiation. And I get this all the time. I did a video the other day on some of this witchcraft and some of these alchemists and how they come together across the world. And there was a group of women in the UK who are senior politicians and senior actors and all the rest of it. Big article in the Daily Mail. So anyway, I did a video on the cost of taxation and the increase in taxation and how that's going to impact the economy in a very, very bad way. But then I talk about the this cult type, magician type group of people who use alchemy, who are tied together through alchemy and basically go into the sort of satanic side of it. So anyway, I put this video out on Telegram. The video wouldn't work. It only went halfway. As soon as I came to the alchemy bit, it stopped. So this lady contacted, said, your video is not working. I went, all right. And so then what I did, I then put it on Brighteon, loaded the whole thing up on Brighteon, and people started to contact me and saying, it's not playing, won't play. So then I thought, hang on a minute, I'll put it on a friend's. He's got a really good platform, Shai Denon, in Israel. I'll put it on his platform because I know his is pretty secure. So anyway, I got it up. And normally, when I put a post on Shai's, it'll get a couple of thousand views minimum. If I post the link to it on my channels, because I've got like 30-odd thousand people followers on Telegram, if I put it on mine, I'll get like 6,000-7,000 views normally without any problem at all within a few hours. So anyway, and all the other platforms wouldn't play this video. So anyway, I put it on Shai's. Go to bed that night, wake up the next morning, think, I'll just check that video, make sure it's playing and it hasn't been stopped. It had 666 views.
Very telling.
Well, Mark, I've got to say this to you.
Stephen, this is Mariana Spring. You know, one of my adversaries who works for the BBC, she's a disinformation reporter, and you'll see how many followers she has. She's interviewed me a couple of times for the BBC, and that's how many followers she has, 666. And I'll show it. If we bring the image up of the video, because it's actually there. I sent it to Stuart before. I've got some really interesting, I've had some interesting run-ins with some of these demons, I can tell you.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I'll tell you, it's just been a great pleasure speaking with you about this, Mark. And I'll tell you, it's, you know, I think we've covered it. We've covered an enormous amount of ground. But it is so true that even in our walk, you know, when Yah has called us out and called us to a purpose, even in our walk before we know, he's preparing us, he's teaching us, he's training us, he's showing us, he's walking us through things that he wants us to know so that when we get into warfare, we're prepared.
There's the video I just spoke about there, Stephen, and you'll see at the bottom. Now, I would have normally getting quite a few thousand views on Shai's channel, and it's got 666 there at the bottom. It's 666 views. So I think that's trying to, do you think that's trying to tell us?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Two independent ones, goodness. But, you know, this has been so powerful, so powerful, both your contributions together and what you've invested. And Stephen was talking with Mark yesterday. We were looking, and we are looking, to do an evangelistic and at the same time something of information throughout the places of Cornwall. We were originally tying it in for April, so we're going to have to see when we do this and so on. But it's going to be both, and it's going to be with leading speakers like Mark and yourself, with Eating Well Honey and with Tony Wright. We're doing it together because we feel it's very, very important, especially for around that time next year. So that's something that we're working towards, and we're working in relationship with Mark. So it's great to be in relationship with you now and just to get this going. Thank you for being here today and sharing. Wow, how powerful that this has been. And we actually got through the censorship, so that was good. That was really, really good. And we're looking forward to so many questions. Sorry, Stephen, what'd you say?
So far,
yeah, first stage, but thankfully for this broadcast, you know. So, wow, just watch out for developments, and thank you for joining us. It's been wonderful to see on the different platforms, trying to follow it through and take care of different technical things. But it's been a real delight here today. And I'm sorry so many questions didn't get answered. Maybe we'll do a question and answer. We'll have to see how it goes. But, you know, with everything that the men have been saying, I have two scriptures. I always like to end in the scripture. And one of them is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 11 to 12. And for this cause, Elohim shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. That is everything these two gentlemen have been saying today. And then 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13, but evil men and seducers shall wax cold. They shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So we stand strong because we have the outcome and we will win. So we want to bless you. We want to thank you for joining us today. We really are invigorated with you being with us and going forward and sharpening each other. We will see you again, and really looking forward to what Yah has in store for us as we are his messengers and ambassadors at this time. So take care, everyone. Thank you for joining us today.
2, 3. Kadosh, Kadosh, Echad Yisrael, Baruch Shemo Adonai.